Get straight into the word. It's going to, of course, to translate. Shall we be on our feet again? And I read from Acts 2, from verse
1
to
4.
Acts chapter
2,
from verse 1 to 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
May
we please be seated.
Amen.
Amen. But we'll get a bit closer. I think there's a feedback from the speaker. So, okay. God bless you. So I want to pick for, today I have a lot of scriptures to read. Plenty of scriptures, but I'll be fast about it. Amen.
Amen.
So I title today's sermon, Repent or Perish. Repent or perish. The gospel of Jesus Christ has always been based on repentance. Christianity is not just belonging to a church. It's a personal testimony.
It's
God coming to a man. Is God coming to a woman and having her or him as a personal friend? When God comes down upon a woman or upon a man, there is a connection, and then that person becomes a living apostle, right, of all men. This gospel of Jesus Christ has always been about repentance. But these days, you hardly hear repentance preached. These days, it's all about prosperity, prosperity. Come to church and God will prosper you. Prosperity is good. But it's not the main issue. The main issue is conviction. When we are convicted and persuaded, and when you come to believe, when you make a personal commitment and take a personal stand, when you make a personal decision to go with the Lord's despised fear, then God comes in and he becomes your help.
Amen.
And when he comes in and becomes your help, he fills you. He baptizes you. He becomes your pillar. He becomes your defense. He becomes your strength. He puts the world under your feet. When God comes in, he puts all other spirits under your feet. For he that is in you is greater, mightier, stronger, more powerful than he that is in the world. Amen.
Amen.
So Christianity is not just writing your name in a certain church book. Christianity is not becoming a preacher or singing in the choir. I know you appreciate the choir, don't you?
Amen.
Christianity is a personal conviction, a personal life, a personal decision. Amen.
Amen.
That's how it was. That's how it must be. Unfortunately, the church has fallen. And this morning, I was telling the Sunday school, the adult class, that the church has fallen. They won't receive that. They will argue. But the church has fallen. The church is no more what it used to be. There was power. There was healing. There was deliverance. There were repentances. There was the power of God. The church has fallen. Now it's become a nominal, you know, organization. Preachers no more preach repentance. Why? They're not interested in that. The preachers are not interested in souls. They are interested in membership. My church is big. The president comes to my church. We are on television. It means nothing before God.
Go!
It is searching for one soul to send the world around. God is not searching for groups. He's looking for individuals. Individuals who are committed to the law. Individuals who are not ashamed of the gospel. Individuals that will stand as soldiers in the battlefield. Individuals that will bring down the kingdom of Satan and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. The disciples, there were only 12. Even the 12, one was a devil. The 11, they turned the world upside down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The reason why preachers are not able to preach repentance, they are free. The people will leave. They want the money. They want the money. They want the popularity. But God wants the soul. The soul must repent. The soul must come before the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This gospel is about conviction and repentance and the power of God on the scene, and every devil shuts. When God comes on the scene, the devil trembles. When light comes, darkness disperses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is not in the big things of the world. God is in little things. And yet they are powerful. Amen.
Amen.
I read you Acts 2:1-4. That was when 120 disciples had gathered together. For what? To receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Now, if
you
read the same chapter, chapter 2, from verse 36, what does the Bible say? Okay, let's see what the Bible says here. It says, therefore, now here Peter is speaking. Peter is the one speaking here. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, many brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent. The first thing he said, he didn't say, come and join my church. Peter didn't say, oh, our church, the signboard is there. When we will get there, Monday, take a car and pass here. No, he said, repent. It's the first thing any man can do. So he said, repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That is the gospel. The gospel is not join my church. The gospel is not, oh, I used to be, but now I'm going to church, so I'm not a Christian. No. If you go to church, it doesn't make you a Christian.
No,
you agree with me, say amen.
Amen.
Christianity,
personal
decision,
personal
conviction.
When
we are persuaded
and
convinced
that
this is the truth.
Lord,
I'm weak.
But I
know you are strong.
So
help me, Lord. I want to follow
you.
That is Christianity.
So
Peter said,
repent.
Some of you. Is that what he said?
So
repent. Every one of you. Pastors. Deacons. Trustees. The choir. The whole church. Repent. Every one of you.
Amen.
You are not going to heaven because you can preach.
Amen.
You are not going to heaven because you can speak for people to be happy. No. It's only a gift. Gift can't take you to heaven. Listen. If you can preach like Paul. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
If you can preach like Paul, that won't send you to heaven. If you can preach like Peter, that won't send you to heaven. If you can sing like an angel, that won't send you to heaven. Because no gift can send you to heaven. If you can speak in tongues,
it
doesn't mean you're going to heaven. Listen.
Amen.
Listen. If you bring a cripple here, and by God's grace, he is healed. If I pray for a cripple, and
you see,
and the blind can see, it doesn't mean I'm going to heaven because I pray for the sick to heal. It's only a gift. It's only a gift. It's only a gift. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen. The gift don't save, but the giver of the gift saves.
Oh,
say amen.
Amen.
Is the giver.
Is
the word. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. Christ Jesus is the word. And is the word that saves. Do you know Peter healed? Do you know even Judas Iscariot also healed? People don't know that. He healed. He healed the cripple. He even cast out devils. He himself was a devil. But he cast out devils. Why? He applied a basic Bible principle. So they all went out on a crusade. And they healed the sick. And the blind saw. And the dumb spoke. And the deaf heard. And the crippled walk. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And they were all happy. And they came back to the Lord. Rejoicing. They felt power. They said, we are wonderful. Demons even obeyed us. Oh, we feel wonderful. And they came to the Lord. And they said, Master, do you know what happened today? We cast out devils. We
rebuked
demons.
We healed
the sick. Master,
what
a revival. And they were so happy.
Amen.
They were so shocked. The Lord was not equally enthused. They were expecting the Lord to say, hey, is that wonderful? Oh, that's great. But the Lord watered them down.
So the
Lord said, oh, demons obeyed you.
Amen.
The Lord said, don't be happy because demons obeyed you. Because they are supposed to obey you.
Amen.
But he said, but be happy because your names are written in the church book. He said, be happy because you can preach. Be happy because you are in the choir. No. He said, be happy because your names are written in the Lamb Book of Life. Your names are written in heaven. That's why we rejoice. That's why we say amen to the word.
Amen. Amen.
Today, if I begin to do signs and wonders here in Pram Pram, you see everybody trooping here. But you must present the word first. When you present the word, the miracles will follow. These signs shall follow them that believe. It doesn't say that the believers will follow the signs. But today we follow the signs. No. The signs rather will follow you. These signs shall follow them that believe. And in my name they shall cast out devils. They drink poison, they will not be hurt. They drink poison, they will not be harmed. They pick up serpents, they will not be harmed. Because the name of the Lord is powerful. So Peter, when they had gone into the upper room, he came out and began to preach. And the first word he said was, repent and be baptized. When we read the scriptures, normally what comes to our mind is water baptism. But he didn't only preach water baptism. He preached repentance and water baptism.
Amen.
Normally we say, oh, get into the water. That's fine. Peter didn't say, come. And let me sprinkle you.
Let
repent first. And come and let me immerse you. Because we are buried in Christ. When he died, we are buried in him. And that faith must be kept. Repentance. No one goes to heaven without repentance. I don't care the gift you have. You can be the archbishop. You can be the apostle general. You can be whatever you are, you miss heaven. It comes with repentance. Because that's the gateway. When you repent and you confess, genuinely repentant, not 2x4 repentance, genuine original repentance, like David, God loved him. But when he sinned, oh, it went deep down to his soul. And he cried. And as he was crying, he was writing the book of Psalms. Crying and weeping and writing. And God loves that. God loves that. Why? He had a broken heart. He had a contrite spirit.
David,
he could easily break down. That is what God wants. When we easily break down, Lord help me. The Lord loves that. He loves that. So when you read Psalm 51, I do have the scripture there. Verse 17. Psalm 51, verse 17, what does it say? The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.
Amen.
A broken and a contrite heart, oh God, thou will not despise. God wants that. When a man is broken, when a woman is broken, when a child is broken, today the world is celebrating Father's Day. If a child disobeys the father and he comes back, oh Father, I'm sorry. No father will say, you are sorry for what? Go away. No, he'll say that. The father will be surprised because this boy, when I send him, he doesn't go. But today, what came upon him? The father will love that. God also loved that. A broken heart. The Bible said he will not despise. In other words, he will not reject. He will love it and he will embrace it. That's why Peter stood on the day of Pentecost. And the first gospel he preached was repentance. He didn't say, come and join my church. After you repent, then get into the water. And he baptized every one of them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they received the Holy Spirit baptism. One thing followed another. They repented. Went into the water. And the Holy Ghost comes. That's how he comes. The Holy Spirit doesn't come on church membership. Not because the whole world is clapping for you. No. It comes with a personal conviction. And you get into the water. Despite what? You get into the water. Because you are convinced. You want to walk with the Lord. Then he comes. And pours his Holy Spirit upon you. Then you stand not defeated. You stand as a soldier in the spiritual realm. And devils fall under your feet. Why? You have become a vessel of Christ. He walks in your feet. He sees through your eyes. He speaks through your lips. You become a powerhouse. That is how it's done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Peter spoke repentance.
Peter to Ichake Munyu.
Not only Peter. All the preachers in the Bible, they all preach repentance. And I take you to Luke 24. Verse 47. Reading from verse 46 to 47. Luke 24. Verse 46 and 47. Are we there? Are we there? Okay. So, it reads on this wise. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. All the apostles, every Christian, preach repentance and remission of sins in the name of Jesus Christ. That has been the gospel. But when the church began to become worldly, the church, when I was growing up, you know, I've said it several times, you could tell those who are going to church and those who are not going to church. You could easily tell. When we were growing up, you could tell those who were going to this course and those who were going to church by their dresses. You could easily tell. But now, can you tell? Oh, tell me the truth. Are you sure? Yes. Why? The
king
has fallen. The prophet has become very weak. The people are afraid to lift up Jesus Christ for the world to see. They are afraid they will lose members. But don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Listen. God's majority It's his word. God doesn't count his people. He weighs them. The devil counts his people. But God weighs his people. There could be five. But it could be very witty. You can have a church full of people. And might really be not be witty in the spiritual realm. Because Christ doesn't count as people. Can you imagine? In Jerusalem. And all the churches. And the Pharisees. And the Sadducees. And the Sanhedrins. And all of them. Big temples all packed. And here stands the Messiah walking from tree to tree with 12 human beings following him. They say, what church is that? These people, can they behave like the other people? Look at the Pharisees. And look at the Sadducees. All the lawyers and the doctors and all the people are there. And this man, we don't really see him well. Every time we repent and every time doing this and drink my blood. What's that? But that was the way. That was the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The world is turned upside down. What is wrong, they call right. And what is right, they call wrong. The Bible says so.
Amen.
So if you were to be in the time of the Lord Jesus Christ in his corporal body,
would
you have been following him or would you have been among the big crowd? This man, we didn't see him even like the Pharisees, the way they went to Bible schools, the way they came up like that. This man, no, we have our doubts.
But
that was the Messiah. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. Praise God.
Amen.
So today, we measure the growth of a church by counting people. No. We must measure the people by how witty they are. Are they Christians? Do they love the Lord? Do they stick with the word? Are they living anyhow? That's how Christ watches his church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Not only Peter did that, but John also did that. So in Luke 3:3, John began to preach with repentance. John began his ministry with the message of repentance. And as we read Luke 3:3-4, are we there?
Amen.
Okay, so the Bible says, and he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his path straight. Not crooked lies, not straight. Make his path straight. His preaching was stern. And one day he preached. So repent and blessed the churches and blessed the priests. And when he finished preaching, he saw many coming to him to baptize. And he turned and you snakes, who want you to flee from the wrath to come? He had just preached for them to repent. And yet he was asking them, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? What a rugged prophet. What sermon is that? His sermon made people angry. Stephen. His sermons made them angry. And they pick up stones. And they stone him. And when he was dying, he said, I see the Son of Man standing.
Amen.
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 When he was dying, he said, I see the Son of Man standing. Standing in the Bible. God has never appeared to anyone standing in front of his seats. He's always seated on the throne. But for once, when God opened up heaven, John didn't see God sitting. He said, I saw the Son of Man standing. Why? God's prophet said, because when he was being stoned, he had on the faith. And
amen.
Christ himself and all the angels of heaven, they stood up and gave him a standing ovation.
Amen.
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 That's why he saw him standing. It pays to be faithful to the Lord. It pays to proclaim repentance to the people. God is searching for souls. Pastors are seeking for money. Churches are seeking for money. But God is seeking for souls. Souls must be won. Souls must be won. All that is going on is because the puppets are weak. Preachers no more preach repentance. Preachers are becoming political. If you allow a politician in your pulpit, then you are not noticed. Then your name goes into the book. Then everyone knows you. And then what? Come back to the blueprint. Come back to the word. Come back to the word of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there's two. And they said, they are loud. They were not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They pray repentance. And they died in the faith. And the Lord was pleased. Praise God.
Amen.
So John the Baptist, they caught him. They cut his hair. You know why? John the Baptist. There was a king called Herod.
Herod's brother
was called Philip. And Philip had a wife. And the king thought he was an emperor. I can take my brother's wife. And Herod took his brother's wife to go and marry her. As if that wasn't bad enough. Then he told John the Baptist to come and bless his marriage.
Herod,
you have done wrong. And what part of the wrong do you want to do to come and bless your marriage? So he told John, God's prophets, I want you to come and bless our marriage. I'm taking my brother's wife. Come and bless it. And John said, okay, I'll come. He was surprised to see John on the wedding day. He was shocked. He thought John would call him, you snake, you viper, get out of me. No. He went. And the whole nation was gathered together. Then King John, a little crooked man, the voice of God. His food was grasshopper and wild honey. With eagle eye, he went over the people.
And he went and he put his finger in the king's nose. And said, you king.
Oh, you're, I know you are there, bro. You're only an example.
Okay. You king, you have no right to marry your brother's wife. You repeat the king right now. And the king was embarrassed. And the woman was embarrassed. The woman said, this man, I'm going to show him. She waited. When the king had a birthday. And the king's daughter was dancing and twisting her waist like they do in the disco ball, in the ballrooms. What? Bully bully. And he did a bully bully there like that. And the king was happy. He said, oh, that's my daughter. Ask for your will and I'll give it to you. Even half of my kingdom, I'll give it to you. And the girl said, oh, then go and ask mommy. She ran to the mother and said, I've done so much. The king is so happy. My father is so happy. So he said, if you give me half of the kingdom, he said, you will tell the king that you don't want half of the kingdom. Tell him you want John the Baptist's head. And she came to tell the king that she wants a prophet's head. What does a teenager go to do with a prophet's head? And the king was shocked. The whole thing. When the king spoke, it was final. Though he was shocked, he couldn't reverse what he had said. They brought John. And he cut off his head because he preached repentance. That didn't end there. When Christ also began his ministry, let's see what happened. So in Mark 1:14 and 15, we'll preach quite soon. Mark chapter 1. Verses 14 and 15. What do we read? Now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. And believe the gospel. So it didn't end to John. When John was caught in prison, the Lord was walking around the same neighborhood. When they cut John's head, the Lord was around just around the neighborhood. Why didn't he prevent that? And when Christ comes on the scene, all must be increased like he must increase. So John has to increase for Christ to increase. And Christ himself, when he gets his ministry, he began to preach repentance. Let's hear and believe the gospel. Let's see what Paul also did. And Act 20, verse 20 and 21. Are we there? Act 20, verse 20 and 21. Grace. And now I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but I showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house. Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
So as you can see, this gospel of Jesus Christ is about repentance, loving the Lord, repent from your sin. Husbands, wives, children, priests, archbishops, the Pope, the church, all must repent. No one is exempted. No one is too big to repent. Jesus said, repent every one of you. Hallelujah. And go into water in the name of Jesus Christ. And God shall give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. Today, many people don't have the Holy Spirit. But because we are preaching false to them. So tell them that if you speak in tongues, you have the Holy Spirit. That's true. That's what true. Tongue speaking is right. Tongue speaking is good. It's okay. But it's not only hands of the Holy Spirit. Demons also speak in tongues. What God has, the devil copies. The devil is a copycat. One thing he can't copy is the word. To have the true word of God, he can't copy that. He comes to pervert the gospel. But nothing can take you to heaven but the word. Repentance is what the church must preach.
And
if the church truly repents, today, people don't feel like going to church. What they say, what am I going to do in church? I'm even better than that guy. I'm better. Haven't you heard that before? Me, I've heard that before. Because I don't go to church. But I won't come and quarrel, I won't come and do it, I won't come and steal your money. No, I won't do that. But the church people are stealing the people. Haven't you heard that before? They say that. Why? They expect you to be better. Not do's and don'ts. No, but true, genuine repentance. Your life can be a challenge. It's the life you lead that will shake the devil. It's the life you lead that will make the devils tremble. Not a gift. Not joining church. But if you love the Lord, you want to be in the house of the Lord. You want to hear His word. And hear His music. And dance in the Spirit to His glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it all comes by repenting. And taking the word as it should be taken.
And
when you go into the water, then God will fail you. I close on my last scripture. Romans 2:4. The Bible said, "All despiseth thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads thee to repentance." Don't you know?
The Bible
said, "Don't you despise the riches of God's goodness." Don't reject His riches of goodness. Don't reject the goodness of the Lord. And forbearance and long suffering. Don't you know that it is the goodness of the Lord that brings you to repentance? Don't you know? Now we know. Now we know. That It is His goodness. It is His mercy. It is His grace that brings you to repentance.
How are you checking me?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, if God's grace doesn't find you, you can't repent. But if His grace finds you, then you can repent. Because it is His goodness and mercy and forbearance and long suffering that will bring you to repentance. Otherwise, you will never ever repent. You can hear the word of God 1,000 times, you remain the same. But when His goodness comes to you, then something will prick your heart. The Bible says, when they heard the gospel, their hearts were pricked. And they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Now we are convinced. Now we are repented. Then what shall we do? Then Peter said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's the way to come. That's the way to go. Sometimes there's a surge in your heart. You feel so strongly that I want to give your life to Jesus Christ. I say, I'll wait another time. Oh, I think if I do that now, yeah, no, to worry me. You see, that place that I used to go, that place. If I give my life to Christ now, you see, some of my friends would think that I think I'll wait. Or now I'm young, so I must enjoy small. If I give my life to, they call me Krife. That attitude, I don't like it. I'll wait. So when that feeling comes upon you, Lord, I want to give my heart to you. Lord, I'm so sorry about the way I've lived my life. The devil comes and says, wait. You don't do that. You're a strong man. If you do that, people think that you are cheap. Just be strong. Just get going. Then you close your ears. Then the time will come that feeling now leaves you. You don't feel anything like anymore. The grace has left you. Don't let the grace leave you. When God comes upon you, when His goodness finds you, it's convicting. Lord, help me. If you feel that way, don't despise His goodness and riches. Allow Him to come upon you and come into your heart. He will change you. He will bless you. He will empower you. He will equip you. He will lead you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you put the devil under your feet. Let's be on our feet. What song is that? Let's sing a song to that one. I pray, shores mountain, through all, a healing stream. In the cross.
In the cross.
Oh yes, in the cross. soul shall find rest beyond the rain. I'm going to pray. If you are not living the way you want to live, maybe you used to love the Lord so much, but now somehow you are falling from that. You want the Lord to restore you again. Or maybe you don't know the Lord at all also. But you're convinced of this gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's the way to make it to heaven. Popularity can do it. Money can do it. Friends can do it. But Christ has paid a price. The church can't do it, but the word of God can do it. Close your eyes, don't open your eyes. Want to raise your hands before I pray. God, make me what you want me to be. Lord, I'm not what I used to be. I can see that no, something has changed. I want to get back to you and love you the way I should do. Want to lift your hands? You want to give yourself to the Lord and say, Lord, come into my heart as I pray. Our Heavenly Father, our Jesus, our Master, our King, our Deliverer, our Sunshine, our Breath, Thou Rebuke of Devils, Thou Breaker of Chains, our Salvation and our Strong Tower, hallelujah, your goodness is rich. We thank you this hour, Lord, for this word of repentance. We can't do it without repenting. We therefore lift our hands, Lord. The many things we have done that are wrong, we confess them. Forgive our foolish ways, Lord. Hallelujah. We run back to you like David did. We come back to the word. We come back to the blueprints. We come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Contrite spirit. What is that? Deep sorrow. Deep repentance is called contrite. It's the reason why we come, Lord. For this you will never reject. Empower us. Forgive our sins, Lord. Young and old. Men and women. Children. Bring every one of them to you. Have your way. The devil is searching and seeking whom he may devour. Because his time is very short. But may you have mercy upon us, Lord, and bless us like never before. Come, we have wronged you in many, many ways, Lord. We repent of our sins. Come and bless us, and we know that you will never reject us according to your word. Take us back to yourself and love us again, like you did David, like you did the men of old. You are the same Jesus, you never change. Bless the brothers, sisters, and even visitors in our midst. May none of them go back the same. May there be a change. And may the story be told that Christ has come in and he has taken charge of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. So we have closed. Greet somebody. Say, God bless you.